Thousands of pro-democracy demonstrators filled Hong Kong's international airport Monday, forcing the cancellation of all flights. On the streets of Hong Kong earlier Monday, enraged protesters blocked roads and defied police orders to disperse after riot officers fired tear gas and non-lethal ammunition at fleeing crowds. Hong Kong's deputy commissioner says he will continue deploying decoy officers against what he refers to as violent protesters.
As long as they are violent protesters, if they are aiming to use deadly force against any other people, we will try our best to do investigation and have them apprehended.
Dozens of injuries were reported. New Trump administration rules are taking effect today that might make it more difficult for some immigrants to become American citizens. AP Sagar Meghani explains.
Federal law already requires immigrants seeking green cards and legal status to prove they will not be a burden to the nation. The new rules kicking in today detail just what could disqualify them. They could deny green cards to those who use Medicaid, food stamps, or other forms of public assistance. Citizenship and immigration officers will weigh those factors along with things like education and income in deciding who gets legal status. It's one of the administration's most aggressive efforts to restrict legal immigration and is part of a push to focus on immigrant skills. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The man suspected of shooting at people inside a Norwegian mosque on Saturday and of killing his stepsister appeared in court on Monday with black eyes and wounds on his face and neck. Police are initially seeking to hold Philip Manhouse in custody for 4 weeks on suspicion of murder and breach of anti-terrorism law. Manhouse's lawyer says his client has not admitted to any crimes. This is VOA News. The latest round of talks between the Taliban and the United States on a deal to withdraw thousands of U.S. troops